Okay, today's daf is daf Dalad. Learn today's daf. Zeicha Nishmas. Zalman Pinchas ben Simcha, Aviva Kagan's father, whose yortzeit is today, Meshama should have an aliyah. So we are in the midst of a discussion, right? We had brought down a memra that said that all lav shein bo maisa, you get malchus, except for, there was a list of a few. The last one we were discussing was Mekalas Chaveiro B'Shem, someone who uses the ineffable name to curse his friend. So we brought it down from the pasuk v'hiflo Hashem es makosecha. And the Gemara, so we're at the point where the Gemara asked, well, maybe that pasuk of v'hiflo Hashem es makosecha is just talking about someone who's stomping motzi shem shemayim v'atala. And then the Gemara said, well, no, that can't be, because if that's the case, then fine. Why would cursing with the name be any worse than just using the name in vain? And the Gemara then says at the bottom, from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Anan Hachik Kashalan. This is what my question was. Ema, maybe specifically Mochi Shem Shemayin Levatala Tisagi Leba Malkos. Maybe if you just use God's name in vain, that you'll get Malkos, right? Aval Mekalo Chaveir Hashem, but if you curse your friend with using the name, cave into Gavit Tarti, since you did two Averos, right? You did two Averos. Number one, the Kamafik Shem Shemayin Levatala, and number one, you use Hashem's name in vain. Number two, Vikametzadi Lechavre, you're also painting your friend Lotiske Lemalkos. Malkos wouldn't be enough, right? It wouldn't be enough. It would be too serious of a crime to deserve kapara with Malkos. So then the Gemara says, no, Lo Matzis Amart. You can't say that. Well, you can't say that Behifle Hashem's Amakosecha will only be Mechayev Malkos for somebody who's Moshe Shem Shemayel Vatala without cursing, because the Ksiv, it says by Mikalel, Loti Kalel Chayresh. It says by someone who's cursing, do not curse a deaf or a mute person. That there it says lotikalel at all. Lotikalel is more generic, which would mean whether you have God's name or not have God's name. So that would be the case. The e bias ema, I guess you're going to say. That's how the Gersa is. A lot of Gersa issues. The e bias ema, they changed the Gersa too. It's Rashi's Gersa, it's Shikabach's Gersa, right? That bishlama, the kalel eschaveru, if you're going to, it all works. In order to get punished, you can't just say that you're not allowed to do something. There has supposed to be a warning. There has to be a warning pasuk. So if you're going to say that Mikalel, somebody with the name Hashem, gets Malkos, then here we have the warning. Bishmo l'kalel chaveru az harte mehacha, d'ksiv lo sekalel charish. Eli'iyah mart. But if you're going to say that the Malkos that we but from that pasuk are only said regarding mochi shem shemayin levatala, which is when you curse, when you just use God's name in vain, that you will get Malkos, az harte mehacha. Well, then where's the warning? Where's that additional pasuk for the warning? So it can't be for that. So Alma, so the Gemara says, why not? Alma, why don't you have a warning? Alma, so therefore, if you don't have the warning, then that pasuk that we learned, that we went back on before, which was, what was it? V'hifli, right? That was the pasuk of V'hifli. V'hifli Hashem es makosecha. That can't be talking just someone Moshe Shem Shemai Vatala. That has to be, because there's no, and then you're getting Malkus for that, because there's no warning. So someone says, wait a second, maybe there is a warning. Alama, why not? So lama lo, why don't you say there is a warning? V'haksiv, the pasuk says, I don't know why this would be the warning. Hashem lekecha tiravo so savod. You have to have Yerushamayim. So I guess the idea of Yerushamayim is if you fear something, You don't use it in vain. You respect it and don't waste it and don't use God's name in vain. So therefore, that would be the warning. So the Hifle could come and then you'd say, talk to us and say that someone's Moshe Shem Shemayim Vatala would get Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu as haras asehu. That's a warning for an asay, right? The command on us is written in lashon of a positive way. As Hashem Elokecha Tira. The oso tavod is written in the positive. These are the things that you must do. So it can't be, it's not telling you something that you can't do. So it's not a warning for something that you shouldn't do. I mean, you shouldn't use God's name in vain. You don't have a warning to tell you that you should, that you don't have a warning for that, and therefore you can't have Malkus for it.
Right.
It's almost Shvua, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's Dov Gimel mentioned yesterday. Okay. So now, we had, the Gemara goes back now to the Braisa on Dov Gimel, when we mentioned three things that were Lav Shein Bo Maisa, that you do get Malkos, and then Mishum Rab Yosi Rab Chanina Amru, Af Hamaktim Trumali Bikurim. Also someone who's Mafrish, I think when you're Mafrish, has to be she'ein bo maisa. So much we're not actually physically taking the hafrasha is that you're having a mind and you're saying that that hafrasha, that's called frash, and you're doing it without the maisa. You know, so you're mafir something in your mind, and therefore later on you'll take it out. But you're doing the hafrasha right now with bidas. So he, as of now, we seem to be saying that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hanina says that if you're makdim, if you take, there are different things if you take off from your produce. One of them is truma, one is bikurim. Bikurim apparently has to go first. If you do truma before bikurim, that's a lav shem bo maisa that you're going to get malchus on. Why? My timer. What's the reasoning? My timer to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Hanina. There's an amakra, the pasuk says, it's in Shmos Parakha base, mileya scha, vidim acha, losa acher. You're mileya and you're dimma, you shouldn't tarry, you shouldn't delay. So mileya elu bikurim. Figure out what that why. Malaya means bikurim. Dimacha is truma. Dimacha is your truma. The amra lo tacher. And it says don't tacher, which usually means don't delay, but it's saying don't tacher, don't delay by taking one before the second one before the first one. So how is Malaya bikurim and dimacha truma? Rashi says, there's Rashi. Elu is like towards, it's where the lines get mid-sized. He says, elu bikurim. Because right away, when the tvua is complete, basically, it's malaya, when it becomes full, becomes complete, that's when you have to take the bikurim. And zo truma, what is dimaschot truma, Rashi says, lefi shehi midame'es v'ole be'echar umeya, mafik le'krab loshon dimua. It's dimua from the loshon of like demail. And if you have a mixture of truma with chulin, you need 1 to 100 in order to be mevatel it. Tosa says, "What are you talking about? That can't be what it is because midoraisa it goes by rov. This dimua of 1 to 100 is a din derabanan. And what the pasuk is telling me, the din derabanan. If the pasuk is telling me the din derabanan, well, then it's not a din derabanan. That's the pasuk is telling me it, right? So Tosa is right. Right? Tosa says milay haschaz bikurim. He says peirush Rashi lahachi kari milay mishum del altar shen nitzkadeshes atzvu v'nekwar balacha hukal bikurim v'nemachaz otruma lefishehim midameva ola." Mapik lekrov b'loshen dimu, loshen Rashi. V'loni hiri shehei rei ze eno elamid rabbanan. V'harav Moshe mi pon to, I don't know where that's from. Mi pon to vozia perish. The lekach truma kari truma dema. Why is it called demay over there? Lefi sheno heges bilach, like dema, I guess like a tear. So it's wet, it's moist. And truma is noheg even by liquids. Right? Bikurim eno ela biyavish. Bikurim is only noheg by the actual solid produce. If you squeeze out the produce, there's no bikurim in the juice. Sharei ein mivim bikurim elam bipri. Kedi izi paragraph rotov. Priyatem mei viviyatem mei vimashke. There's machlokas Rashi Tosfos and how you learn it out. But the pasuk says that the meleya has to come before the dima lo ta'acher. So if you don't do it that way, then you violated the lav. And it seems to be that this lav, even though it's ein bo maisa, it must be that you're not doing it by hand. You're just doing it, you know, in your mind, and which you can. Then that still gets malchus. So itmar, we have a machlokus amoraim. Said in the base measures, hiktim truma libikurim. If you took the truma before the bikurim, which is what we just said right now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. There's a machlokus between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. One of them says loke, one of them says you get malchus. I guess because of milaskav demaskalosa acher. V'chad amar inu loke. You don't get malchus. I'm a base, we'll figure out what the reason is. One says, you don't get malchus. So the Gemara says, okay, we don't know which one's which. Simple. To Stayin, it's clear that the Rabbi Yossi Rechaninu, who the Amar Loka. The Rabbi Yossi Rechaninu is one who says Loka, because he added it to our list of Lafshing Bomaisa, that you get malchus. Right? I mean, the Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina, Af Hamakim Chumal Bikurim. Someone who's Makim Chumal Bikurim. Don't put the word locus there, but it shouldn't be there. That's also here, Sirsu, because we're going to change our understanding of Rabbi Yossi Rechaninu shortly. Right now, we seem to say it's clear that Rabbi Yosef Bechanina is one such gemalchus. The Gemara says no. Adirabba. On the contrary, Tistayim, we should prove that it's the Rabbi Lazar who the Amar Loka. That's Rabbi Lazar who says if you violate this law, you'll get malchus. Why? Ditran, we have a Mishnah in the seventh parak of Maseches Demai, which says as follows: Hayu lufanav shtei kalkalos. Dr. Abram Sam's thing this today is on kalkalos, like in the baskets. Right, hayu lufan of shtei kalkalos. You have these two baskets shel tevel, right, of non-tithed, non-separated produce. The amar, and the person says, meiser shel zo bizo. What it'll do, so let's say I have 100 bushels, 100 whatever it is, units in one, in both of them. So the guy says, looks at A, and says he likes the produce in A. He looks at B, he says, the miser for I'm going to take off miser for A from basket B. And I'll take off miser for B from basket B also, so I'll end up with like 80 only there. But that works. So he says, how you find a steak, I'll call us, shall tevel, the amar maser, which I guess would mean maser rishon and maser sheni, it's both, maser shall zu bizo. Harishonim useres, the first one is useres, and therefore all the produce that is in that first basket is fine, and you can use it. And what happened to truma? You don't have to assume that you took truma already. Okay, it's all fine. And if you say, shall zo bizo, vishal zo bizo, okay, I'm going to take off A for B and B for A. Well, then we say, Harishonim useres, Hashnia einim useres. Again, only A is considered user, not B. Why? Because the halacha is that you can only take miser from something that is still chuyah than miser. You can't take miser from something that is potter from miser for something that is chayiv in miser. So the moment I said the miser from A is taken from B, well, then the whole basket of A is now pater from Meiser. I can't then go back and say what's in A is going to pater B, because there's no chiyuv left in A. Right? Rashi says...
what's this case? What's he trying to do here?
He's trying to say
A from B and B from A, you're saying...
I have a basket of produce here. I have a basket for produce here.
Right,
and I'm just saying, okay, I don't want to take the produce out from here. I'll be Meiser, whatever's in here will pater what's in there. That's all.
Great, but then you're saying the other way around.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's just to learn the halacha that you can't. That I think that's just to learn the halacha. You can't take off from what's chayiv, from what's pater to what's chayiv. Saying even if you would do that way, you would think that you're doing one from the other, one from the other. Why would you do that? It's silly.
Isn't there no? Once you said I'm taking the miser from A.
Right.
From B.
Right. Then A is done.
A is done. Now you still have a chayiv of miser on B. Or you're taking the, what we're saying in the case is you're taking the
miser. The first case was I'm only taking off the miser from basket A using from B.
From B.
Right. So A is done. A is putter. And B you have to take off the miser, but you have to take off double. You have to take the miser for A and the miser for B itself.
Right.
Second case is I'm trying to do it for both, one for the other. Why you would do that I don't know. Just because if you're taking from one from A to B,
right.
Why would you do that? I don't know. But I think we're extracting the halacha is that even if you would do that and you think you're doing A from B and B from A, it would only work. It only works for A because the halacha is proven. The halacha is that you can't take off miser from something that is putter to something that is chayiv. It just proves the halacha. Right? Rashi says Hashniya einu seris. Vafilu ki amar mishal zol zol v'zol zol mishum de la alter da amar shal zol zol rishona te meiser al shniya la alter ifter le shniya le gamrei v'chi amar zol shal zol shal shniya te meiser al rishona evar klo mishum de kvar ifter le shniya v'kakal rishona. Did it the other way around. The ain torim min of torah lechayev. You catch them. You can't be torim from the putter to what is chayev. Just boom nalacha. That's what oftentimes you see cases that are just sort of out there, but extract the halacha. That's case number two. Case number three is, if you say, at the same time, if you say, ma'asro sehem, both of them, ma'aser kalkala b'cheverta, both of them are going to be ma'aser for its friend, then kares hashem, then that works, and both of them, because doing it at the same time, both of them work. Tosos asks right away, what are you talking about? We have a cloud that anything that you can't do zeh achar zeh, you can't do b'vas achas. And here, we just said, you can't do it b'zeh achar zeh, yet you're doing it b'vas achas. But obviously there's an answer I don't understand, but I'm just pointing it out.
So, he says it simultaneously?
Yeah, he's saying it at the same time. He says, ma'asroseyem ma'isev kalkala b'chaverta. Each one is going to be ma'isev for the other one. Again, why you would do that, I don't know. We're doing it at the same time. Just take the ma'isev out from A and B from B. But this is what he did. So karas hashem, that counts. So for itmar, and we learned on this Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, even though both maestros, I guess both maestros work, nevertheless you get malchus, mipnei shehiktim maestr sheni sheba lemaestr rishon shebechaverta. So there's an order. You first take maestr rishon, and then you're supposed to take maestr sheni. What you did here, we did it simultaneously, is that, it seems to be, is that... I don't know why that's the case. Where Rashi says, "Mipnei shehiktim ma'aser sheni shevel ma'aser rishon Okay, so it's going back on the case where he says Meiser the Amr shall zo bezo. Which case is that? That's the second case? Right, so he said, so we said it's mu'usar. The problem is, though, is what happened was, is that you now were mafresh the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni in basket A, before you were mafresh the Meiser Rishon in basket B. So you went out of order. You took something that's supposed to come later before something's supposed to come first. Right, let's go to Rashi again. It's Rashi, it's towards the, it's like three or four lines where they get wide. Right, they shicked him. Ma'aser sheni shivel ma'aser rishon. To mikara originally, mikameda amar shal zo bezo. Before you said zo bezo, kaimu lahafresh meda ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. He's supposed to say ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. Lahashta ki choser umafresh mimena ma'aser rishon u'ma'aser sheni b'shvil ida kalkala. And then I guess when you go back, you take a ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni for the other basket. Nimser ma'aser sheni shakalkala zo kodel ma'aser rishon shayomid lahafresh mida kalkala. Called him a king. Supposed to do Meiser. You should have done Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni. Here you did Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. So therefore you went out of order. Which is interesting though, because the Pasuk only says that Bikurim has to come before Truma. Here we're talking about the orders of Meisros. Who says that that's the case? So I guess maybe they're saying that once the Pasuk mentions that there's an order, he's supposed to follow the order throughout the Hafrashos. Right? Because it doesn't, the Pasuk just said, just Pasuk just told us that Bikurim has to come before Meiser. Now we're saying within Meisros, Rishon has to come before Sheni. Plus, they're also in different baskets. So why can't you finish one before the other? Seems to be that no, you have to do, if you have them both in front of you, you do Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. But the point being that what happened, who said you get Malkus in this case for going out of order? It's Rav Elazar who says you get Malkus, not Rav Yossi and Rav Chanina. So the Gemara says, so Tistayim, okay, that's clear evidence. Why is it clear evidence? Because he says so. It's clear evidence that it is Rav Elazar who says by going out of order is where you get the Malkus. We just had, the Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Yossi, Rav Chanina, the Amar Eino Loka. So you can tell the Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina says you don't get Malkus from going out of order. But Le Mekasha, the Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, the Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina. Let's just say, it's a steerer in Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina. Because here in our list, he said that if you go out of order, again, out of order, he said, Meiser to Bikurim, but still, our list, he says you go out of order to get Malkus, and here when you have the case of going out of order, he's the one who says you don't get Malkus. That seems to be a stira within Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So Gemara says, lo, it's not a stira because we totally misunderstood what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina was saying. Lo, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina apatura kai. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, when Rabbi Yossi Chanina added the words, right, he added the words, af truma li Bikurim. So we interpret it as Aftrum of the Bikurim as being a fourth instance of a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aser Malkus. No. Where Rav Yossi Bar Chanina said, even Maktim Truma LeBikurim, he's saying, even Maktim Truma LeBikurim, you don't get Malkus. He's adding it to the first list, which was the encompassing list, of Lav She'en Bo Ma'aser in Lokanalei. I mean, he says, not only on all Lav She'en Bo Ma'aser, you don't get Malkus, even if you're Mafrish Truma before Bikurim, you still don't get Malkus. So Gemara says, what? Again, we said because you're doing it in your mind, you're not doing it with your hands. Right. The Hachik Amar, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Lav She'en Bo Ma'aser, and this is how you say it, Lav She'en Bo Ma'aser, in Lokin Lav, when we show Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, Af HaMakim Shul Bikurim, you don't get Malkus. So I think Gemara's going to ask the obvious question, so why is that any different than any, like, why is that different than Temura? Right? Gemara says, the whole thing started with Temura. Umay Shna Meimar Delaki. Why is Temura different than in this case? Temura is on the list that you do get Malkus. And you, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, are now telling me that if you're mafresh and out of order, you don't get Malkus. Maishma Meimer Delaki. Meimer gets, Truma gets Malkus, we said yesterday, which is also very difficult, is Mishum Dibiburo Aso Maise. Because with your words you did a Maise. Not that you're speaking is the Maise, but that's a separate Machlo, because that your Dibura created a Chalos. It created the Chalos. Rashi said yesterday, your Dibur created the chalos kedusha in the chulin animal. I don't know. So I don't understand that. Like by taking a neder also, my dibur made a chalos and make something usher. Why is that? Okay. Gemara says mishum diburu usher maisa makim truma lebikurim nami nilkim mishum diburu usher maisa. If you're makim truma to bikurim, it's the same. You create the same chalos. Why I created the same chalos? I created truma. I created bikurim. I created a chalos, and something that the chalos didn't exist before. Before this was a blob, now it's bikurim, and now it's truma. So why in that case I get malchus, in this case I don't get malchus? So Amar Rabbi Avin says, no, Shani Hasam, it's different. by going out of order. The pasuk says milei ascha v'timascha lo ta'acher, because it's a lav shenitak l'asehu. It's a lav that can be fixed or corrected by an asay. Right? Like, you're not allowed to leave over no sir. If you leave over no sir, you burn it. So if you're leaving over no sir, you don't get malchus, because it's a lav shenitak l'asay. What's the asay here? Diksiv mikol, again the gear says wrong, mikol matno sechem tarimo es kol shumas Hashem. What does that mean? That even after you were mafresh the miser, right, that even after you were mafresh the miser in the wrong order, you still have to go back and take and take the truma. Meaning you can fix the mixture. You can still fix the mixture by going back and doing it in the right order. I don't know. I don't think you have to do this. I thought that the out of order thing is chal, but I'm not clear why that's nitak la'aseh. It's just now you have to just do what you have to do. You didn't finish the job. Why is that nitak la'aseh? Right? Rashi says lav nitak la'aseh. He says lav diksiv milasecha v'nimaskal lo ta'acher aseh diksiv mikol ma'asosechem tarimu v'darshin le ba'alma. You violated the law. Shehikdim ma'aser l'truma v'nakti l'lavei mimalkos v'hen midu b'chozer u'mafresh. You go back in your mafresh. V'afagav d'lo samchi adadi. Even though these pesukim are not next to each other, one pesuk's here, one pesuk's over there, right? Chashiv u'lav v'nitak l'asei v'hachil l'loke. It's considered a law v'nitak l'asei. I guess there is an asei. The Torah tells you, you did it out of order. Don't just, stop. You didn't make the bracha on day two of Sfiris Omer. Don't stop counting Sfiris Omer. You have to still continue, right? Oh, I forgot. I ate a piece of cheese with unflashes. Doesn't mean I'm milchus now. You have to continue waiting the rest of the time, right? It comes up all the time. So you did it out of order. You still have an essay to complete the process and take off the trumas and maisras. So that's why he's saying, that's why you don't get malchus, because forget that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. He's saying, even though it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, and you would think you get malchus because it's similar than truma, it's similar to tamura, you will not get malchus here because it's also considered a lav hanitak la'aseh. So the Gemara says, I think if we close there and continue finishing, I think the first one, if the first one didn't have a chalos, then what did you do? Then what, we didn't do it out of order yet. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka'amar le'ilai shmaita. So Rav Dimi was sitting, and he said this over to about what Rav Avin said, about the lav shenita klasei, and because it's a lav shenita klasei, that's why you don't get malchus. So Amar le'Abaye, so Abaye says, v'chol lav shenita klasei lo laki, is it true that a lav shenita klasei, for sure, in all cases, you don't get malchus? Tosa says, yeah, it's true. What are you talking about? We'll get to Tosa in a minute. He says, v'ha meymar. But you have Meymar also, which somehow becomes a lav shenita klasei, right? Baha Meymar, dum tmura, the lav shenita klaseihu. It's also a lav shenita klasei because it says lo yachlif lenu, lo yamir oso, and then it says afterwards. And if you did do it, hu hayahu tmuroso yekodesh. They're both kodesh. So there is an asay that sort of fixes the lav. It's not really fixing the lav. It's an outgrowth of it, but. There's an asay that fixes the lav, and that, you did something that was wrong, they both become kodesh. You fix it by bringing as a karbon. And it says, and you get malchus, the tanan, lo shalom rashaylam here, el shim heimim umar, b'shofek zabrayim. You do get malchus. So he says, you see a lav shenita klasei, you do get malchus. Tosos asks, he says, v'im tomar, v'tosos v'chol lav shenita klasei, he says, v'im tomar, v'chitale al daite de abaye lomar, a lav anita klasei de laki. Does abaye really think that a lav anita klasei you can get malchus? But v'shiluach hakan, right, the Shluach HaKan, I guess that's the Perek, I think. The Mishnah Shleimi he be Maseches Chulin. So it's mentioned in Mishnah Yis and Chulin. The Imlaka Ha'im Alabanim, violate the Lav, and you took the mother over with the eggs still there. Mishaleach Ve'eno Loke, you don't get Malkus. Mishum to have a Lav Hanita Glasei. Let's put it back. I don't know. There's a Lav Hanita Glasei there. Ve'chein Gabi No Sarnami Amar Bahakas Uvitin Asay Achalotasei Lomar She'en Loke Lav. Ve'chein Gabi Onis by rape. The Tanach im girish maxir, if you divorce or you return her, the ain't loke. So you don't get malchus. So it's clear from those mishnayos that lav anita klasei you don't get malchus. So it's a bias havamina. So the Omer Re says the pashle the bias shul came in osur onus. Those cases Abai agrees to. Why? The samchi asay the dova lav. The asay is written in the same pasuk of the lav. It's right next to each other. Therefore, for sure, ella the lo loki ella shahaya tamia. His question was a lav the meiser. Because this, like we mentioned before, Rashi mentioned before, the psukim are near each other. like they're far apart, they're spread out throughout Shas. So there, Rabbi maybe thought, oh, the pasuk says, don't leave a venosa there. If you left leave a venosa, you burn it. Okay, lava nitak let's say you don't get makos. But here it's supposed to, it says supposed to do an order. He says it in the Shmos, and then it says he says he's still supposed to continue taking everything off. Says it somewhere else later. That's where Rabbi might have his suffix. A lot of mishum hachi part. Maybe it's a lower level nitak. Not sure how that works. But so Abaye says, why are you so sure that a lav shanita klase, you don't get malkos if they're distant from each other, according to Tosos? We have the case of Tmura, which is apparently a lav shanita klase, and you do get malkos. Because the lav shanita klase, I guess, is, well, how's it a lav shanita klase? Rashi says, lav diksiv lo yichiflana, and I say, im hamer yamir, vayo tumasu yakodesh. I guess that doesn't fix it, but there's an assay that follows the lav. You did the lav of doing tmura. The assay is it's both kodesh. You have to bring them both as a carbon. So the Gemara says no.
If you steal something, you give it back.
You give it back. Right.
Here is,
it's the same idea. Similar idea. Similar idea. Yeah, I did the wrong thing. So now I have to be makar both as a carbon. So Gemara answers. Rav Dimi says no. Tmura is different. Habilu tre lave v'charasei v'lo asi charasei v'akar tre lave. Yeah, it's a lava nita glase, but there are two lavim over here.
Right.
It says lo yachli flenu, number one, and lo yamiro so, number two. So there are two lavim. So two lavim connected to an assay, you would still get malkos. So lambda says, what does that mean? Does that mean simply that you have two lavim, one assay, so the assay knocks off one lav and the other lav still stands? Or do you say the two lavim are just so powerful that an assay can't have an impact? That's just the lambda about how that works. But It's the difference here is, yeah, you're right. Typically, maybe you wouldn't, you'd be a kasha, that it's a lava nita klase, and you're still getting malchus, but the reason why you're getting malchus is because it's not a lava nita klase, it's two lavim. And the two lavim, I say, can't knock it off. That's why tamura would be different. So typically, just a lava nita klase, maybe you're right. Maybe in some instances, you would get malchus, lava nita klase, you don't get malchus, but you asked your question from tamura, but tamura, it's a different reason because it's a double lav. He says, okay, fine.
He
says, lo yachli flenu, lo yachli flenu, yo yachli fenu, velo yamiroso. Do not switch it and don't make tumor. So the Gemara then says, okay, well, let me ask you now about onus, about rape. The idea, if you're someone who rapes a nara basula, if she wants, you have to marry her, you're not allowed to divorce her. You're not allowed to divorce her, right? The pasuk says, velo with a vav, velo sieli isha tachas asher ina, lo with an aleph, yuchal shalcha kol yomav. He's not permitted to divorce her, right? So you have, the lav is that you're not allowed to divorce her. So nitak la say that if you do divorce her, you have to take her back. You have to marry her all the time. Vare onis, you have onis. Dechad lav, there's only one lav, which is lo yuchal shalcha. You're not permitted to send her away. Dechad asay, and then one asay, which is lo with a vav, which means she shall lo ti elisha, she shall be for you a wife. Ve, and nevertheless, lo asi chad asei v'akar lav. This asei, which is lav anitak lasei, doesn't come and uproot malchus. This is very difficult to me, but, and I think the answer to the Gemara is partial, but it says, the Tanya, we have a brisa. You have an onyx, you have someone, a rapist. She married a woman, right? He married a woman after he raped her. Shegirish, and then divorces her, violating the lav. Im Yisrael hu, if he's a Jew, if he's a full, he's an Israelite, is Yisrael, machzir ve'ein aloke. It's a lava nitak lase. You do the ase, which is you take her back, and you don't get malchus, because it's a lava nitak lase. But the kohen who, if he's a kohen, loke ve'ein machzir. He gets malchus and doesn't take her back. Well, of course, because he can't marry a grusher. I know, so I don't know what's going on. What? Sorry? Right. Falshafrum, right? So
I mean, so basically, he has a way out if he doesn't want to marry her.
Yeah, just divorce her.
Exactly.
Well, get malchus.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Obviously,
I mean, it could be that bad that he'll suffer the malchus on before it. What?
Sometimes it's worth it.
Okay. So he says.
I'm not going in.
He says.
He has to marry her initially. So the case is he married her, and then he divorced her. So the Yisrael just takes her back, and there's no malchus. Lav anitak maseh. The Kohen can take her back. Why? It's a lavanita klasei. No, it's not. It's not lavanita klasei. The Kohen can't have the assei. I don't understand the Gemara's question. Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Kohanim kamart? She says, Kohanim, you're saying? The Gemara says, he doesn't even answer. He says, Kohanim tamachrinu. There's a different reason. The Rabbi Rahmana Kedusha Yisera. They have extra Kedusha. And because of their Chumrah, they'll get Malkus, even though it's a lavanita klasei. But I think the whole premise of the question is wrong, because there is no assei. What did I say? The assei to take her back? He's a Kohen. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha.
Right.
I don't know. So Mark gives a different answer. Fine.
Go on. Everyone else is.
What's that? Right. You might think that in this case that you have to. It doesn't make a difference. That it supersedes it. You might think that in a case where the Kohen is a violator.
Right, but we already said, though, you already said that then you have two lavim. Number one, the lav is not allowed to divorce her, and another lav of the Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. So that estate is going to overtake two lavim? We just said that you can't take two lavim. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, oh, maybe you're having me in a bin. No matter what, you have to take her back. Kamash Mullah, no, the Kohen has this. Well, he does get, the Kohen gets Malkus. Right? Gets, so why? Or maybe.
You're saying, how can the Kohen get Malkus if something he's not allowed to do?
Right.
Because maybe it's from the Torah, you have to.
Right.
If he does take her back,
right,
all he loses is his kahuna.
The question is,
all he loses. He's also doing something wrong. That's not allowed to do.
But he doesn't get Malkus.
What?
He wouldn't then get Malkus.
Yeah, but you can't do something. You can't tell somebody to go ahead and do something that's usher, even if there's no malchus.
The question is, how is this?
Oh, go ahead and eat chaz. You can't tell someone to do something that's usher. It's usher.
How was the Yisrael able to divorce her?
That is a chal.
Shouldn't be chal.
Right, I hear you. That may get on to start to tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, we can do a memra if we get to it of Abaye and Rabban. And there are 14 questions on that. I think it's 14 questions. Yeah, okay, we'll get to that.
But just because it's usher doesn't mean you can't do it. We've seen that before.
But you can't force somebody to do something that's awesome.
He's answering the question, how is the Yisrael able, how is the Yisrael violating?
This one, the one. How is the Yisrael, okay, we'll get to it.
Maybe it's Chal.
So that's a Machlokas Abaye Rava. It's a Machlokas Abaye Rava. We'll get to it starting tomorrow, okay. So Nehemar says, Kitanai. It's like a Machlokas Tanayim. What's like a Machlokas Tanayim? So right, we have to figure out what Machlokas Tanayim is. So it's going back to the idea of Lav She'en Vol Maisa. That's what Rashi says. We say that the halach about lav she'en bo maisa, whether you get malchus, that's a machlokas tanoim, right? Because the pasuk says, again, it says lo sosiru mimenu ad boker by noser. You're not allowed to leave over. It's by the korban pesach. You're not allowed to leave over the meat of the korban pesach till the morning. You're supposed to eat it at night, right? Vehanoser mimenu ad boker, whatever is left over in the morning, but ish tisrofu. You burn it. So ba kasev between asay achar lo sasay. The pasuk gives you an asay after a lo sase, lomar, to tell you, she'ein lokin lav. So, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason why you don't get malchus here is because it's a lav, anita klase. Like Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo min hashem, who says, I agree with you, you don't get malchus here, but what's the reason? El mishum to have a lav she'ein bo maisa. Because leaving something over, there's no maisa. It's not doing anything. It's passive. You're not doing anything. That's why you don't get malchus. The whole lav she'ein bo maisa ain't lokin lav. An emni lav that you don't, there's no action, it's just passive. You violate it by being passive. You don't get malchus. So by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't give that reason, he had to come on to lav nitak lasei michlal. The Rabbi Yehuda suffer lokin lav. You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda says the lav she'ein bo maisa, you do get malchus. That's why he has to come on to the lav nitak lasei. I don't know why. Maybe he says it's both. I don't know. So the Gemara says, okay, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, who tells you that you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, have hanosim imenu ad boker by ish tisrofu lamayasa. So what does he do with the pot with the hanosim imenu ad boker by ish tisrofu? Why does he need that? Why does he need that pasuk? I don't know why he needs the pasuk. He needs a pasuk. He's supposed to say to burn it.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara says, or maybe I don't know, maybe because any noser already know he's supposed to burn it. I guess. The Gemara says, mi boi lelicha letnan. He needs that pasuk to teach the following limud, which is a mishnah in Psachim on daf pei gimel, which says haatzamos, the bones, vagidin, the sinews of the korban pesach, vahanoser, and the flesh that's left over, yisrifu b'shisha asar. You can't burn it the next day on the 15th. You have to burn it on the 16th, which is chol hamoed. I mean, it's not going to be docha yontif, right? Chal shisha asar lios b'shabbos. If the 16th falls out on Shabbos, so yisrofu b'shivasar. You have to wait and delay till a 2-day yontif. You had to wait, right? You had to wait till the 17th, till Sunday. Lefisha ain't dochim, because the burning does not docha. Lo is a Shabbos, lo is a Yontif. The Amr Chizkiya, the Chayn Tarnav Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, he also said in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya, my timer. What's the reason? Because Amakra v'anoser menu ad boker by ish tesrofu. Our pasuk. Why? Because it could have just said v'anoser menu by ish tesrofu. Right? The ad boker is extraneous because it already says in the beginning it says lo so siru menu ad boker. And then it would say, v'anoser menu by ish tesrofu. You already know you have to do it. The second ad boker is what? Is extra. So baha kasav litain boker shinless refaso. The extra ad boker is to teach me that there's another boker for its burning. When is there another boker for its burning? If the next boker is Yom Tov or Shabbos, then you go to another boker following. Okay, that's what it comes to say. But it seems to be that according to the way we're learning now, there's a machlokas tanoim, as whether a lav she'en bo maisa, you get malchus. According to Rabbi, right? According to Rabbi Yaakov, yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. That's why he had to explain noser by Pesach. He had to say the reason why you don't get malchus because it's nitak lase. I guess does that mean there's also a machlokas about lav and nitak lase? Because Rabbi Yaakov is saying you gave the error. Okay. So Amar Abaye, this is going to start the sugya. We're just going to start it now. Get to and then we'll stop by the questions. Right, there are 14 questions. We'll pick up the questions tomorrow. Yeah, Amar Abaye, this is exactly what they were talking about. Kol milsa the Amar Rachmana lo tavid. Anything the Torah says that you're not allowed to do, im ovid, if you did it, mahani. But the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do it. Well, if you do it, anyway, if someone does it for Isser, there is... The action still counts. The action works, right? The isak adaitek lo mahani. Because if you would think that something that you did doesn't count, am I lucky? Why would you do it? It might say didn't count for you didn't do anything. So it must be that you did something. You're not allowed to do it, but you get malchus. Rashi says, well, for example, the example is divorcing the rapist, divorcing the woman. If you're not allowed to do it. If the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to do it, if something the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do doesn't have teeth, doesn't count, then there's no divorce. The fact that you're getting malchus shows that the divorce is chal, and since you violated that law, that's why you're getting the malchus.
In the case of the violator,
right?
What if the woman wants the divorce?
If she, the only
is this coming?
It's a side issue. It's a side issue by onus. The marriage is totally on her wanting it.
To be married,
right?
Divorce. If the Torah says do not divorce, does that mean that even if she wants?
I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not going to assume, but maybe he says if it's all dependent upon her. If she wants out, then.
In the case of the Kohen who marries a Grusha, is a valid Kedusha, whereas if someone eats.
We'll get to all the cases. Right now, we're just setting out the Machlokas Abaye Rava. There are going to be 14 cases. We'll get to the cases. Okay. Amar Rabbi, Kol Milsa the Amar Rachman Tavidim Avi Mahani, the Isak Daik Lomahani, am I okay? But Rabbi Amar, Lo Mahani. No, it doesn't count. There's no teeth to what he did. So I said, why are you getting Malchus if you didn't do anything? Right? If it says if you didn't do anything, why are you getting Malchus? Vahadalaki, Mishum the Avar Amemra the Rachmanu. Well, the Torah said don't do something, and you did it. We're not concerned about the chalos and whether it has its chal. You were not allowed to do the action. You did the action. You get malchus for that. So that is the machlokas Abaye and Rava. The first thing is going to be Mesrei, and that's going to be the first case is the case of the onus. Pick up here on the top of hay tomorrow morning.
Again, the first one's the hardest one.
What? Hey, to learn today's daf again was Eicha Nishmas Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha.
Oh, yeah. Slow honey, first one's the hardest one.